Week 2, Sunday, Lauds. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Reversing sunset, now the dawn reveals the truth about the sun, that it returns in promised peace and beauty, that it burns away night's fog and gloom. Its brilliance heals our baseless fears. Its climb brings hope and seals our confidence that goals ambition yearns to reach can come with effort. Faith discerns the resurrection hinted at and kneels. We say the sun returns, but when we see it rise, we know it did not come again. It shone all night, but earth had turned its back and then came round once more. So when we lack and later welcome back our Savior, then it is not God who turns again, but we. The Master is glorious on his high throne. Hallelujah. Psalm 93. Yahweh is on his throne, robed in majesty. Yes, Yahweh has dressed himself and put a belt of strength around his waist. Just as the world is firmly set, unmovable, your throne has been set in place from ancient times, because you exist from all eternity. The raging waters rise up high, Yahweh, and the foaming waters raise their voice. The floods pile up their waves. But Yahweh above them is louder than the noise of all the water, than the crashing breakers in the sea. And what you utter is completely trustworthy, because holiness embellishes your house, Yahweh, through all the ages. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master is glorious on his high throne. Hallelujah. Let us sing a hymn of praise to our God. Hallelujah. Song, Daniel 3:52-57. You are magnificent, Yahweh, God of our fathers, praiseworthy and high above everything forever. And your holy name is glorious, praiseworthy and high above everything forever. You are resplendent in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and high above everything forever. You are eminent on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and high above everything forever. You are supreme as you look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and high above everything forever. You are splendid in the dome of the sky, praiseworthy and high above everything forever. Bless Yahweh, everything that Yahweh has made. Sing his praise and raise him high above everything forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Let us sing a hymn of praise to our God. Hallelujah. Everything that breathes should give praise to the Master. Hallelujah. Psalm 150. Hallelujah. Praise God in his holy place. Praise him in the mighty dome of heaven. Praise him for his deeds of power. Praise him for his supreme excellence. Praise him with the voice of the trumpet. Praise him on the lute and the harp. Praise him with tambourines and dancing. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with the loudest of cymbals. Praise him in the cymbal crash. Everything that has breath should praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Everything that breathes should give praise to the Master. Hallelujah. Reading, Ezekiel 36:25-27. Then I will shower you with clean water, and you will become clean. I will wash off all your filth and your idols. I will give you a new heart, and put a new breath and spirit in you. I will take that heart of stone from your body, and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you, and have you live by my regulations, and you will keep my rules and do what I wish. We thank you, our God, as we call in your name. We thank you, our God, as we call in your name. We proclaim how marvelous you are as we call in your name. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. We thank you, our God, as we call on your name. The bridegroom claims his bride, the church, since the prince has washed her sins away in Jordan's water. The wise men are hurrying with their gifts to the royal wedding, and the wedding guests are celebrating because the prince has turned the water into wine. Hallelujah. The Benedictus. Praises to the God of Israel, because he has turned his eyes toward his people and set them free, and to rescue us has fashioned for our head a horn in the house of his servant David, just as he promised through the mouths of his holy prophets in olden times, bringing rescue from our enemies and escape from the hands of everyone who hates us. A work of kindness to our fathers, recalling his sacred treaty, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us freedom from the clutches of our enemies, to worship him without fear in holiness and virtue every day of our lives. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of God supreme. You will precede his coming to prepare the roads for the Master, to make his people aware of their liberation as their sins are removed from them because of the tender kindness of our God, by the new dawn from heaven that will rise on us to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, and to place our feet upon the path of peace. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The bridegroom claims his bride, the church, since the prince has washed her sins away in Jordan's water. The wise men are hurrying with their gifts to the royal wedding, and the wedding guests are celebrating, because the prince has turned the water into wine. Hallelujah. We should thank our Savior, who came into this world as God's presence among us. Let us call upon him. Our Prince, King of Glory, please be our light and our joy. Master Jesus, you are the rising sun, the first fruits of the future resurrection. Please give us the favor of walking in the light of life rather than sitting under the shadow of death. Our Prince, King of Glory, please be our light and our joy. Please show us your goodness as it is present in every creature, so that we can contemplate your glory everywhere. Our Prince, King of Glory, please be our light and our joy. Please do not allow us to be overcome by evil today, and give us the blessing of overcoming evil through the power of goodness. Our Prince, King of Glory, please be our light and our joy. You were bathed in the Jordan and anointed by the Holy Spirit, and so please give us the gift of gratitude toward your Holy Spirit. Our Prince, King of Glory, please be our light and our joy. Master, please bestow on me the special favor I ask you today. Our Prince, King of Glory, please be our light and our joy. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Father, since you revealed your Son to the nations by the guidance of a star, please lead us to your glory in heaven by the light of faith. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God, through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.